For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The celebration of the National Day on Riding at Arkansas State University will span this week with different activities on campus. The public's invited to attend and participate in the activities. I talked to Dr. Christy Costello, Tabitha Simpson-Faro, and Carrie Bennett about what the National Day on Riding is, how the celebration at 8th State has evolved, and how the Riding Center on campus helps students. I started the interview by talking with Carrie Bennett. She's an instructor of English composition and oversees a student publication of The Tributary. Bennett tells about the recognition of the National Day on Riding.
Well, the National Day of Riding is an event that is sponsored by the NCTE, National Council of Teachers of English, and it's an annual event that's usually held on October 19th or October 20th. And so I think that here on A-State campus, I've been involved, I think, probably since 2012. And the first event that I staged was really small. It was a write-in, and I asked students who were in the library and passing by this large chalkboard to write what they would like to do before they died. So it was a collaborative kind of art piece where everyone just jotted down the dreams they had and that they hoped to accomplish, and it was really neat. Also, at that point, we had a book signing, so that was pretty cool. Because basically the point of National Day on Riding is just to promote a love of riding among students and faculty and to promote literacy. So.
Now, I know that, as you say, this started off as something very small. How has it evolved over the years?
Well, a couple of times we have done, I know that Dr. Costello and I have collaborated on a poetry cafe outside the HSS building on the lawn, and so that was lots of fun. And then we also did Flash Us Your Books flash mob, and so that was pretty cool too. And so this year, we're kind of going in a different direction, and so we'll see how it goes.
What is the importance of, and I'll ask all of you this here in just a little bit, but the importance of having an event like this and why writing is so important?
Well, to me, I've always been a writer. I don't remember a time when I didn't write, and so I want to kind of instill that love of writing and kind of the agency that it gives people to my students and basically to anyone that I come in contact with. Because writing is a powerful thing and everybody deserves that voice.
Besides the National Day of Writing, what are some other ways that you're able to engage students and get them involved in writing processes?
Well, I teach composition courses here at A-State, so hopefully I'm engaging my students when I teach my comp courses. But we also have lots of events at the Writing Center and things that they can participate in all throughout the year.
When we're talking about this, Carrie, about the Tributary, when we're talking about what are some examples of some works, some things that you kind of looking for, what kind of excites you, what kind of helps you as you're putting together the Tributary, please?
So sometimes it's really fun when we get a lot of creative nonfiction pieces. So that's when students take memories that they have and connect them to other significances that might pull them into present day. We also sometimes publish found poetry. We do a lot of pen and ink drawings if we get them. We will take basically any piece of creative work where the student expresses themselves. Sometimes we have published longer pieces such as flash fiction. We don't really want novellas because that takes up a lot of space, but flash fiction is also really good. We've done acrostics before. So basically anything that the student can use to express himself or herself, no matter what the parameters, as long as we can publish it in print, we're happy to accept it.
Tabitha Simpson-Faro joins us here on A-State Connections, Assistant Director of the Writing Center. Your thoughts on this National Day of Writing, the work of the Tributary and others, and how it helps with students on campus?
Oh, I think it's an incredible opportunity for us to really just to illustrate how writing is ingrained in every aspect of our daily lives. And so from publications like The Tributary, we can actually publish that work and see it in print, but it's nice to have days or weeks like the National Week on Writing for us where we can actually have that in action and sort of a living, breathing illustration of writing on campus.
Dr. Christy Costello joins us here, and she is assistant professor on campus, also director of the campus writing, also first-year composition, and director of the Writing Center. Tell us about the Writing Center, if you don't mind, where it's located at, and how it helps students.
The Writing Center is located in the basement of the library on the Arkansas State University campus. We are staffed by myself, our assistant director, Tabitha Simpson-Farrow, and 15 graduate assistants. Occasionally, we also have interns. Our staff is very well trained. We work with students who come in with writing at all stages of the writing process. We'll work with them on papers. We'll work with them on scholarship essays. We'll work with them on their creative work. We work with them on any kinds of writing that they may bring in. We also work with faculty, staff, and alums.
And I know we have a graduate assistant here. It's Elena Ramnath, who I know you are very proud of. She does a fantastic job. How do graduate assistants like Elena really help in your job as you're trying to help with other students on campus?
Our graduate assistants are the absolute best, and I'm not just saying that because there's one here. They work incredibly hard. They're incredibly patient. They all go above and beyond certainly what we would ask or expect of them. So if you take the tributary, for example, it's run by graduate students. It's the entries are solicited by graduate students. They're read by graduate students, edited by graduate students, though they have, thankfully, some help from some wonderful faculty sponsors. They largely put the magazine together on their own. And in a lot of ways, the Writing Center functions like this, too. While Tabitha and I are making sure the trains run on time, right, that we're working with payroll and scheduling, it's really the graduate students who do the bulk of the work and the hardest work, which is the tutoring.
Now, when we're talking about writing, is it helping students as, because I understand writing can be a real challenge when you come from high school to college. So is it academic writing? Is it writing for what you would put in the tributary from creative writing? Or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination. We love working with writers who are coming in with all different types of writing for all different occasions of writing. In fact, while we do more often perhaps work with students on their academic writing, we relish those opportunities to work with students on their creative writing as well.
Tabitha Simpson-Farrow, the Assistant Director of the Writing Center, joins me here. Tell us about some of the things that are taking place as you all are celebrating the National Day or the National Day of Writing in a week, I guess, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, so we are a little ambitious, and we did decide to spread the events across the entire week. So starting off on Monday the 22nd, we will set up a Post-it station outside of the Writing Center. And we use Post-it to mean a couple of different things. First of all, there we'll have a stack of Post-it notes for any passerby to just tell us why they write, right? So, and then once they've written that down, they can stick that to our, we have a whole wall that is windowed that looks out into the hallway of the library. So our plan is to hopefully cover that entire wall in Post-its. And to mirror that, we're actually setting up the same station over in the Humanities and Social Sciences building, room 4123. Yeah, room 4123.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have the same station there where people can do the same. Grab a Post-it note, tell us why they write, and stick it to the window. We'll also, over in the Writing Center, have some mugs that are designed by our wonderful graduate assistant director, Stephanie DeCook. She worked really hard on these, and they turned out wonderful. They're really cool. They're painted in chalkboard paint, so people will actually be able to grab a piece of chalk, tell us their why I write on the mug, take a selfie, and then post it to their social media using the national hashtag why I write. We're adding why I write a state to that. So if they will post that to their social media, they... we'll gather all of those and get to see, hopefully, from a wide range of people.
Yeah, I could see this being like a like throughout the whole event, and Christy will bring you in on this too, just a whole big social media campaign that could take place by way of different parts on campus, students involved and doing that as to why they write and all of that.
That is certainly what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Dr. Danfus is going to be coming by on Tuesday, and he's actually going to be adding his post-it note to the mix and at HSS as well.
Carrie, tell us about what else is taking place, if you don't mind, please, during that week.
Also, on October 24th, which I believe is Wednesday, the Tributary is partnering with the Art Department and the Writing Center to host an event called Exquisite Corpse, which is based on a surrealist parlor game that started in Paris. And basically, it's where originally people got together and sat in a circle and wrote phrases, then covered the phrase and passed it to the next person who continued to write. And the cool thing about that project is that you don't know the words that came before what you've just written. And the person you pass it to after you doesn't know what you've written. So you've got this kind of cool disjointed poetry of phrases. But then the other aspect to Exquisite Corpse is the artwork. So people have taken the original idea and modified it for drawing so that when people draw, they cover up the entire drawing except for one little piece of the line so that each drawing is connected to the other. And you get these sort of grotesque anatomical drawings where you have a head and limbs, but they may not be in the precise place that they belong because you can't see what was drawn before or what comes after. So it's going to be really cool.
And when is that going to take place and where will that be?
Okay, so that is October 24th in the Sunbelt Lounge in the Student Union, which is right behind the Starbucks. So if you know where Starbucks is, just keep going back deeper into the Union and you will find our station.
And so with that, and I know one thing y'all hope for is that you'll have a lot of a campus involvement in this, you know, students and others, you know, kind of participating in this. And that I know it should be a lot of fun.
Yes, and we're hoping that we can publish some of the poetry that's produced as well as some of the drawings that are produced.
The idea for all this is really cool by way of trying to get more community involvement in this. And I know this is open to the campus community, but is this also something where anybody from the community can come out and participate in this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good.
Sure, we welcome any participants who happen to come along.
No, fantastic.
And if you'd like to see the fruits of the work, if you come by and you add part of the drawing or you add part of the poetry, or if maybe you didn't participate but you just want to see what was made, we're actually going to hang up the drawings and the poetry outside HSS 4123 and also the Writing Center so people can come by and see them.
Tabitha, anything else you would like to add, please?
Yes, we actually have an incentive as well for trying to get people to participate in these events. So on Friday, so we'll leave the display up all week, and then on Friday, anyone who opts to add their email address to the back of their post-it will be entered to win a drawing of either a lap desk or a Writing Center swag bag, which will contain a $25 Barnes & Noble gift card.
Once again, it's Dr. Christy Costello, Tabitha Simpson-Faro, and Carrie Bennett talking about these events that are taking place as part of the National Day on Writing. The events are open to the public. For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves.